We're going to try to attempt the sugya of ikar v'tafel, which is main and subordinate foods that we have when you make a bracha on one food and you don't make a bracha on the other food. So ikar and tafel is actually mentioned a few different places in Shulchan Aruch, even though there is a chapter heading called ikar poter es ha-tafel, yet he references back to other places where he also quotes this idea. So just to clarify what this idea means, that whenever I make a bracha on something, sometimes I make a bracha on, there's two items that I'm eating. The classic case that almost everybody knows about is our bowl of cereal and milk. That I'm going to make I have a milk, which is shahakol cereal, which could potentially be a hadama, could be a mizonos, whatever it may be. And you only make the bracha on the ikar, the main part of the food, such as the cereal, and you won't make a bracha on the milk. The milk will be patur, will be absolved from bracha itself, because that's not the main part of the food you're eating, it's actually the cereal. And even if you're going to have leftover milk and drink it after, that milk was never required to have a bracha, therefore you wouldn't make a bracha on it. That's our classic case. But there's a number of different scenarios to when you have ikar and tafel, when you're going to decide whether there's an ikar, there's a tafel, maybe they're both ikar, maybe they're both major foods. Sometimes it is included, is not included. It's a difficult sugya, a difficult topic to discuss. We're going to try to make a few attempts at trying to understand it based on Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah and some of the other sermon that we have. So we're first going to look at the Klalim, which is quoted in Sefer Mezos HaBaruch over here. And therefore he says as follows, if you have two foods, one of them is considered your main food. The second one is considered your subordinate food, your secondary food. You only can make a bracha on one of them, on the main food. That's our classic case of cereal and milk. When we say that you're going to make a bracha on the main food and not the secondary food, that assumes you're eating the main food first. So if you had a subordinate food, a secondary food, and you took that first, well, then you're going to have to make a bracha on that anyway, and then you'll have to make a bracha on your main food. So the key for ikar or v'tafel over here, ikar or ikar, the main, tafel, subordinate, is that you're eating the main food first, and therefore the secondary food is going to be included in that original bracha. When we say this, we also mean that means there's no bracha achrona. Just as I didn't say a bracha rishona on that secondary food, therefore a bracha achrona is not going to be required. We're going to see that certain scenarios, even when you have a tafel, in some scenarios, that tafel remains an ikar. So you have classic scenarios of ice cream and a cone. What bracha do you make an ice cream and a cone? Can you say that there's an ikar and a tafel in those scenarios? Different types of cones that are used. Everyone knows those styrofoam tasting cones, which were probably made out of styrofoam anyway. So those are like included in the bracha of the ice cream. You don't have to make a bracha on that. But if you had a regular waffle cone, you would need to make a bracha on that. So these are different examples that are going to come up. You're going to have fruit cups as examples. Yesterday we had mousse that had a couple of fruits on top of it. What bracha do you make on that? How do you deal with that? These are major questions because you don't want to have a bracha levatela to be recited or a bracha sheino tzricha, a bracha that's not necessary. So therefore, in Vezos HaBracha, it continues on. You have the first concept, which is called tafel hamashamish, which means the secondary food is just there to serve the first food. I don't really want that food. It's just there to actually serve that food. So what does it mean to actually serve that food? So therefore he says, if you're drinking some mashke harif, some sort of sharp drink, let's say it's whiskey, and then you're eating some bread or cracker after that, so in order to cut the taste, as we call it, so then in that scenario, you don't want the cracker, you just want to cut the sharpness of the whiskey or the other drink that you're drinking. Therefore, you would not need to make a bracha on the cracker in that scenario. I don't want the cracker. I'm not interested in the cracker. It's just my mouth is on fire. So that's why I'm eating in that scenario. The post can bring up a suggestion over here, or a question more likely. And that is, let's say I'm drinking whiskey. And I don't really like the whiskey, but you know, I went to some event and everyone's making it take some whiskey. And it's really sharp whiskey, whatever the food is. Some, you know, whatever, schug type of food. And now you have bread. What do you do with that bread? Do you have to wash on that bread? I don't want the bread. My mouth is on fire. I don't really want the bread. I actually have to wash on that bread itself. So that's a major question amongst the postkim, if you actually have to wash on the bread. The reason being is that if I'm eating bread, I have to wash. But I'm not eating bread for bread. I'm eating bread because my mouth is on fire. I need to cut the taste. So therefore, they recommend that you wash Netilas Yadayim without saying a bracha, because you need to wash Netilas Yadayim because you're eating bread. But nonetheless, you wouldn't actually make a bracha on that. That's a called tafel hamashamish, which means that the bread is simply there to serve the other food. You don't want it at all whatsoever. That's what we call tafel hamashamish in that scenario. anything that's used to add color to something or to add a smell to it also is, or even they say here as a binder, which is going to pose a major issue, is also considered tafel to the maichel. So I'm just adding it for color. It's not adding anything to my actual food itself. In that scenario, I'm not making a bracha on that food that adds the color, food that adds the smell, or something that adds as a binder. The binder question is a major question, and that is the famous licorice debate. Licorice debate is if you open up a bag of Twizzlers, you look in the back of Twizzlers, not Red Vines, but classic licorice is going to have flour in the licorice. So what bracha do you make on licorice? Is licorice going to be a shahakol, or is licorice going to be a mizonos in that scenario? For years, I made a mizonos on licorice. For years, I made a mizonos on. Because the whole question was whether it was a binder or not a binder, adds flavor. And then I found out that, because they said it didn't add, it wasn't just a binder, it added more. And then I think they changed their tune and they said, no, it was really acting as a binder. And therefore, since acting as a binder, licorice goes back to the shahakol bracha. But if it's adding anything else to it, some other type of thing that's not just simply acting as a binder, in that scenario, the flour becomes the main ingredient. But here it's acting as a binder, therefore it retains its status of shahakol. One more on this idea of tafel hamashamish, and that is that if the kavana, if the intent you have of eating this secondary food is not just to cut the taste or something else, or not just for the color, but rather, you want it, you also want it, it happens to be that's the main reason for it, is for the color or for something else, then you actually have to make a bracha on that thing separately. So in that scenario, it's not across the board, and you have to know every single food that you're going to be eating is really not easy. What do you deal with it? You're going to have scenarios such as a Twix. What bracha do you make on a Twix? What bracha do you make on a raisinette? It's chocolate-covered raisins, chocolate-covered cookie. What bracha is that? Big question. Does it make a difference if you really like the chocolate, if you really like the mizonos? This is going to be a big question we're going to have to deal with. But over here, if the kavana is to have both of them, and then even though it has a secondary purpose, or the tertiary purpose is to really give you something that you want, in that scenario, you're going to have to make a bracha on it. So he says, for example, if you're eating bread in order to cut the sharpness of a drink that you're having, but at the same time, you enjoy the bread. You actually enjoy the bread, and it's going to fill you up, and you also actually need to make a bracha on the bread itself. So that's how you're going to have to look at these scenarios, and it's somewhat muddy waters over here in dealing with these scenarios over here. But basically, this is the first category we have, which is known as tafel hamashamish. It's there entirely to serve, and if it's not there entirely to serve the other food, then another bracha is going to be required.